This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'hdihi wa nasta'gfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi ta'ala min shururi anfusina wa sayyati a'malina man yahdihi allahu falamudilla lah wa man yudlil falahadiya lah wa ashadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasooluh يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم من النار. My brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, we are now living the days of Muharram. And the month of Muharram is a sacred month. And there is a day within this month that is special. And that is the 10th of Muharram, known as the day of Ashura, Yawm Ashura. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, Yawm Ashura, Yawmun min ayyamillah. That the day of Ashura is from the days of Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Ibrahim, he said, commanding the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. Remind the people of the days of Allah. What does it mean that Ashura is a day of Allah? You and I know that every single day that we live is a day of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It belongs to Allah. But what does it mean that the day of Ashura is a day of Allah? You see, my brothers and sisters in Islam, when we say that this day is a day of Allah, meaning this day is special and every other day is something else. Just like when we say Baytullah, Baytullah meaning the house of Allah, Al-Masjid is one thing and every other house on earth is something else. When we say Nabiullah, meaning this human being is one thing and all other human beings are something else. So the idea is that this is a special day. What makes it special? On the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is where each and every single person realizes and recognizes and sees the power, the dominance, and the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The righteous, the sinner, the rebellious, everyone on earth would recognize that the power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most rebellious on this day, which is Fir'aun, even he submitted and recognized the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. Moments before he drowned, he said, "Amantu annahu la ilaha illa alladhi amanat bihi banu Israel wa ana min al-muslimin." This was his declaration moments before he died, but of course it did not benefit him. This is why, and this is what we understand when we say that this is a day of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the days in which everyone submits to the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will happen when everyone is resurrected on the Day of Judgment. And Allah Azza wa Jalla would say before this, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. These are the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this day of Ashura, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered al-Madinah, he saw the Jews fasting it. So he inquired about this matter and they said they fasted as a gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal that he saved Musa alayhi salam from Fir'aun. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took upon himself that he will fast this day. Why? نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى. We have more priority over Musa alayhi salam than you people. We are the true followers of Musa alayhi salam and all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to fast this day. And he taught us of an incredible reward for the one who fasts it. He, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us that the one who fasts the day of Ashura earns 1 year of previous sins wiped away. Meaning this is a day of tawbah. This is a day of returning to Allah azza wa jal. This is a day of begging and imploring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive your sins. A massive, huge day and an opportunity for forgiveness. Today, millions around the world will be forgiven for a year worth of sins. A huge day. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, in the hadith of Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, he was asked about the person who fasts the day of Ashura. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, it is equal to fasting 1 year. So the idea is 1 year of sins is removed and you earn the reward of fasting 1 year, even though you fasted only this one day. One entire year is counted and put in your record as though you have fasted. And on this day, there was a huge incident. There was a huge event. As we fast, we are supposed to reflect. Why are we fasting? What's the point of fasting this day? We said that because this is the day in which Allah Azza wa Jal saved Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel from Fir'aun and his army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records this event in the Quran. And it is important and incumbent upon the Muslim to read the Quran and to reflect over these ayat and these incidents, trying to extrapolate and take from them wisdom and guidance and light for his life. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. One day, all of a sudden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to Musa alayhi salam a commandment. He says to him, get Bani Israel, collect Bani Israel from the prisons of Fir'aun and travel with them at night. Asri, meaning travel at night until you reach the sea. Go, take them. And this here implies that Allah Azza wa Jal's relief is coming. This is Allah's relief. Bani Israel have been in the prisons and in the shackles of Fir'aun for many, many years. He's enslaved them. He's tortured them. He's imprisoned them. He's made them do toiling labor for him. The babies of Bani Israel were killed every second year. Imagine the kind of oppression and calamity these people lived. All of a sudden, Allah Azza wa Jal reveals a commandment, and that's the relief of Allah Azza wa Jal. Pick up Bani Israel, take them, and travel at night. But I tell you something, this commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal did not just come all of a sudden like this. There was a commandment that was revealed 40 years before, as Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said, in which the believers accepted and adopted and adhered to, and that was their preparation for victory. Preparation. This is a day of victory, Ashura. But it just didn't come like this. There was a set of laws to follow. There was a principle to follow. There's a path to follow if you want victory. 40 years before that, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed, as Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Yunus, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ وَأَخِيهِ أَن تَبَوَّأَ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said that he revealed to Musa alayhi salam and Harun that establish for your people homes in Egypt. Establish homes and make these homes a qibla, meaning build your homes in the direction of Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem, because that's where the qibla was. Wa aqimu salat, and establish a salat in your house. Establish a salat. Fir'aun doesn't allow the believers at that time to congregate and to pray in jama'ah like what we're doing today. That didn't exist at that time. Obviously, anyone who's seen praying would be tortured. So what do? If a time comes in where al-masajid are closed and no one is allowed to congregate and we're not allowed to pray in public, what do? We sit and we complain. Ish'alu buyutakum qibla. Make your homes a masjid and establish the salat in the home. And this is the start for victory. Because Allah Azza wa Jal said immediately afterwards, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Congratulate the believers. You see this? Establish the prayer and congratulate the believers. There's no words in between. خلاص. The day the believers learn and understand the importance of their salat and its relationship with victory, if they do that correctly and adhere to their salat, Al-Fajr, Al-Dhuhr, Al-Asr, Al-Maghrib, Al-Isha. And they pray it in congregation and they take it seriously. And they are upright in their salat. There's no words to say, but وبشر المؤمنين. Congratulate the believers. Victory is on its way. Just do what Allah Azza wa Jal commanded. And this is found many times in the Quran, in how Allah Azza wa Jal ties a salat and making it the greatest reason for why the believers are granted victory. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in Surah Al-Isra, أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل. You know, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he entered Mecca and he conquered Mecca and he destroyed the 360 idols that were around the Kaaba, he recited this ayah. He was holding a stick and he was poking it to the idols, pushing them and saying, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. Say and announce, make it public to the people that al-haq, finally the truth, al-Islam, al-Tawheed has arrived. وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ, and the falsehood and fabrications and corruption has all been destroyed and removed. You see this type of victory? You see this moment of victory? Just one ayah before it, Allah mentioned the reason for it. أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس. Establish a salat. And the ayah goes on to establish and to speak about the five daily prayers. That's the idea. If you don't understand this point and you're not aware of it, be aware of it now on this day, the day of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the believers, Bani Israel, established this matter and adhered to this command. 40 years later, that's when relief came. Now victory is coming. Allah Azza wa Jalla would say to Musa alayhi salam, combine, collect, gather Bani Israel and travel with them at night. So he does so. Bani Israel, they collect the gold, they take it all with them, they keep it with them, and they begin to travel. And they traveled until they reached the sea. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, وأوحينا إلى موسى أن أسر بعبادي إنكم متبعون فأرسل فرعون في المدائن حاشرين إن هؤلاء لشرذمة قليلون وإنهم لنا لغائظون وإنا لجميع حاذرون. الله عز وجل, then he continues to say, فأتبعوهم مشرقين. The next morning, فرعون woke up and his army got up and they realized, where is Bani Israel? They're missing. They're not in their prison cells. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions that Fir'aun would gather his army. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَنَا لَغَائِظُونَ. They have angered us. These people of Bani Israel, they have angered us. They have enraged us. إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءَ لَشِرْذِمَةٌ قَلِيلُونَ. They are a humiliated bunch. Look at his insult. See the disbelievers' insult towards the believers. What did the believers do other than obey Allah Azza wa Jal's command? Because it was Allah who commanded Musa alayhi salam, gather Bani Israel and leave. So he fulfilled Allah's command. The disbeliever is not happy when the believer fulfills Allah Azza wa Jalla's command. But the believer has to stand strong to that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded and keep going ahead, because that's the truth. And if you want relief and peace and honor from Allah Azza wa Jalla, then you need to submit to what Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. Fir'aun and his army got up, مُشْرِقِينَ, at shuruq time, as the sun is rising, and they get on their horses, and they begin to go down the same path that Musa alayhi salam has taken. Now they're in their pursuit. They are angry. Where are these people running away? So you can just understand what they're going to do with them once they get to them. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ. And Fir'aun, he has, as al-ulama rahimahumullah say, 2 million. That's his army. It's made up of 2 million soldiers. All of them well-equipped. Not just civilians, well-equipped soldiers. And they have their horses and their artillery might and whatever it is. And they're coming down. And Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel are weak. Bani Israel, among them is old men, old women, children, the sick, the healthy. It's a mix of people, civilians. What are they going to do? And they're about 600,000. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, فَلَمَّا تَرَى الْجَمْعَانِ. Finally, when the two parties, when they saw each other, خلاص, Fir'aun has become that close. Musa alayhi salam is here, the sea is here, they have no clue what to do, no guidance whatsoever what to do. He just followed Allah's command by grabbing, picking up Bani Israel and going towards the ocean, towards the sea. Oh, Fir'aun has arrived. He's almost there. Tara al-Jam'an. At that very moment, Bani Israel became in chaos. They panicked and they said, and Allah records this, Inna lamudrakoon. They have followed us. They've caught to us. We are doomed. We are destroyed. What have you done, Ya Musa? What are we going to do now? This is their screams. I tell you something, my brothers and sisters in Islam. This is not an incident that happened many years ago. This is the very same thing we see today. Imagine the army of Fir'aun as the fitan that come towards the Muslims and towards the believers. Today, if there is no army that has an unsheathered sword in your face, then the army has brought his propaganda in your face. LGBT propaganda, philosophy that is in our face, kufr that is in our face, pop ads that pop up on the phone, on the screen, that invite to all sorts of evil temptations and disbelief. It is in our face every single day. And what do the Muslims do? They are reacting in the same manner as Bani Israel. Inna lamudrakoon, panicked, scared. What do we do? How do we save ourselves from this calamity and from this chaos? This is the state of the Muslims. This is weakness in Iman. When you stand in front of the enemy and you show weakness by speaking Inna lamudrakoon and you panic amidst all this chaos, Musa alayhi salam is going to teach mankind and the believers a great lesson. How do we react and respond in the face of a fitna? Musa alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, Qala kalla. He said to his people, no way, not at all. What are you people on about? How are you losing your faith altogether like this? Why have you lost hope in Allah Azza wa Jal in this manner? You people Muslims or what? Kalla, not at all, that's not the case. What did he say then? He did not say, don't worry, I have treasures of gold with me here. We'll just give it to them and they go. Don't worry, we have backup that is coming and it'll look after us. He didn't say all of this because all of that is going to do nothing for your iman and it's not going to save your relationship with Allah. Rather, he said to them, Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen. He said to them, I have my Lord. I have Allah Azza wa Jal with me to face this fitna that's before me. Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen. He will guide me out of it. Inna, certainly, verily, no doubt about it. Musa alayhi salam is standing, a standing of steadfastness in front of the enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what Musa alayhi salam is teaching us. Steadfastness upon Iman. Steadfastness upon Islam in the face of these abundant fitan and corruption that is before us. Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen. Ma'ya Rabbi. My Lord is with me. You see, Allah Azza wa Jal will not be with you until you follow His law and commandment and instruction. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ. Allah said, I am with you. I will support you and aid you and assist you and give you the victory that I've promised you, so long as you do a few things. Because if you don't do these things that are listed, Allah is not with you. لَإِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Number one, establish a salat. وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةِ. And you gave your zakat on time. وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي. And you believed in my messengers. You believed in the unseen. وَعَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ. You honored the prophets, especially Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you followed his sunnah and you did not deviate from it. وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. And you gave Allah Azza wa Jal a goodly loan. Generous person, giving, always giving, in support of Deenullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then and only Allah Azza wa Jal would be with you. What does that mean? Meaning when you worship Allah and you submit to his command and law, then and only Allah Azza wa Jal would be with you. Look, Allah Azza wa Jal, he revealed to Musa, take Bani Israel and walk towards the sea. He submitted to Allah's command. He did not say, Allah, what's the rest of the plan? What am I going to do? If I take them to the sea, we're in danger because Fir'aun obviously is going to realize the next morning and come down us, and he's going to follow us and he'll be behind us. So my Lord, I cannot establish your law until you show me exactly what the greater picture is. He didn't say this. As a Muslim, you submit, because anything that comes from Allah is the truth. So he submitted to this, and Allah Azza wa Jal kept the plan hidden away from him. Allah Azza wa Jal is testing the commitment of the believers. You see, the victory of Allah is coming. Wallahi, it is coming. But the question is, are you going to be there or not? Are you going to be among the believers or not? Or would you have gone long time ago because you gave up on Allah Azza wa Jal's promise? Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Anyone who truly fears Allah Azza wa Jal, by implementing his commands and keeping away from the prohibitions, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. He will make for him a way out. 100%. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And he'll provide for him from unimaginable ways. It's supposed to be a mystery to you. You don't have a clue. That's how your faith and your submission is tested. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said then, فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرَ فَانْفَلَقْ. Finally, the relief came. Allah Azza wa Jal, he revealed to Musa alayhi salam, take your staff and strike the sea with it. This is a commandment of Allah. You have to obey and worship Allah. He didn't ask, what's the logic behind that? If you went and took a stick now and you hit it on the ocean, what's it going to do? It won't do anything. But submit. The commandment came, submit. Don't ask questions. He didn't turn around and say, oh Allah, what is this? What's the staff going to do? This is not the time for this. 600 of us here, we're about to die. 2 million are coming closer. What's this stick going to do? Submit. Submit and you'll see relief. And so what we're learning within this is that the believer, in the most difficult of times, if he submits, his relief is coming soon. And if he doesn't submit and says, look, I'm bothered by my calamity, I need to think out my calamity, it's not the time now, move, I can't now pray, I can't do all these things that you want, I can't do it, I need to focus here now. I can't attend Salat al-Jum'ah because I'm in a financial crisis in my life. I need to attend work. I cannot leave the work. I can't do it. And you're setting up yourself for loss and danger. فَأُحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ. Strike the ocean with your staff. He went ahead and he did that. فَانْفَلَقْ. Allahu Akbar, the relief of Allah Azza wa Jal came. It split in half. فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْضِ الْعَظِيمِ. Every half of the ocean became a huge mountain. Imagine that. This is happened on this day. It happened on this day. A miracle from Allah Azza wa Jal for believers that submit to the truth and do not question it. فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْضِ الْعَظِيمِ وَأَسْلَفْنَا ثَمَّ الْآخَرِينَ وَأَنْجَيْنَا مُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. And that's how Allah Azza wa Jal saved Musa alayhi salam and all those that were with him. He crossed the sea. He got to the other side. Fir'aun took advantage. His stupidity told him to look back at his people and say to them, didn't I say I am your Lord? Look what I've done for you. I've split the ocean. Yalla, come, follow me and let's go after Bani Israel. So they walked in, and once all 2 million of them were in there, and Musa alayhi salam was on the other side, he was confused. What does he do now? Does he take the staff and strike the ocean again for it to close or not? He didn't know what to do. So Allah Azza wa Jal said to him, as Allah said in Surah Al-Dukhan, وَتْرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَهْوَى. Leave the ocean. خلاص, leave it. Stand back. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. Watch the show that's going to unfold. Wallahi, there is nothing better than a believer seeing his enemy destroyed and crushed to death. So he sat on the side. أَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. And the ocean came back as it was, and Fir'aun and the 2 million with him all drowned. And just before that moment ended, it's like the camera zoomed into Fir'aun to capture his final words. And at that moment he said, قَالَ آمَنْتْ I believe أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلِ Now I believe in that Lord that Bani Israel used to worship. He couldn't even say Allah. He couldn't even say آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ The one who's far away from Allah will be deprived of La ilaha illallah. The one who is far away from Allah will not be honored to mention the name Allah on his tongue. The believer is supposed to say La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, at least 100 times a day. Did you say it 100 times or not? You need to prepare and you need to keep this tongue wet and moist bi dhikrillah. So on the day that you die, Allah gives you the ability and the success to say La ilaha illallah, and you leave the worldly life upon success, upon a great virtue, to meet Allah Azza wa Jal pleased with you and in the paradise. Then Fir'aun said, Wa ana min al Muslimin, I am from the Muslims. Now I want to submit. But the response came, Al-an? Now? Wa qad asayta qabl? And all of your life you used to be a rebellious sinner disobeying Allah. Al-ana wa qad asayta qablu wa kunta min al-mufsidin. And in addition to this, you were from among the corrupted. You destroyed the land and the earth. And you oppressed mankind and the people. Too late. He died upon disbelief. Allah Azza wa Jal said, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ Today we're going to save and preserve your body. لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً So that you can be a sign for those that come after you. Every time they look at your body, they will take a sign and say, look, look what arrogance does. How did this benefit him? Where is his throne now? Where's his kingdom now? Where's his authority? Where's his dictatorship? Where's his rule? Where's his wealth? Where is it? All gone. He can't even move. And don't confuse this to the matter that people say that Fir'aun's body is preserved until this day. That's not the case. This ayah specifically means that his body was preserved for that generation at his time. Because that was the generation that required the ayah. Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentions a sad reality. He said, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ The majority of mankind are heedless when it comes to our ayat. You know? Al-Qur'an, every ayah in the Qur'an is greater than the ayah of Fir'aun. And people are interested. Let's go to Egypt. Where's the body of Fir'aun? Come, read the Qur'an. He's your guidance. Here, here, every ayah offers you greater guidance than seeing Fir'aun and going after and going down the tunnels and up the tunnels. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to save us from heedlessness. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. My brothers and sisters in Islam, also on this day of Ashura, a tragic incident happened. And that is the martyrdom of the grandson of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Husayn. Ibn Ali, radiyallahu anhu wa ardaah. And the believer, concerning this tragedy, he responds in a manner pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he taught us that whenever we are afflicted with a calamity, or the ummah is afflicted with a calamity, that we say, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And so for that incident, most definitely, inna lillah, we all belong to Allah, wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That's the correct stance in terms of how we respond to this calamity that befell the ummah, the martyrdom of Al-Husayn ibn Ali, radiyallahu anhu wa ardaah. We say that, that's it. We do not innovate. There are sects, a Shia, they innovate in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla and they are far away from it. By lashing themselves, hitting themselves, doing marches, gathering, commemorating. Not only that, but seeing it's haram to fast on the day of Ashura. They have assigned themselves as a Lord besides Allah, and they are declaring what's halal and what's haram. So these people are completely deviated away from the truth. And they say this in the name of the love of Ahlul Bayt. But the reality is, they don't have an ounce of the love of Ahlul Bayt in their house. people that love Ahlul Bayt will follow the commandment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and honor that which the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honored. To these people, logically we respond and we say to them, the father of Al-Husayn, Ali radiallahu anhu, was also killed in an oppressive manner. How come you don't commemorate his death? When he was much better than his son. He was min al-khulafa al-rashideen. But even more than this, there were prophets that were killed in an oppressive, unjust manner. Like Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, and many of the prophets of Bani Israel. Aren't they all much better than all the companions? Most definitely. Why don't you commemorate their death in the same manner? So all of this is a lie and a fabrication, and everything they do is got nothing to do with the truth. Alhamdulillah, a truth is clear for the believer. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us goodness. My brothers and sisters in Islam, هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على خير البرية وأزكى البشرية محمد بن عبد الله صاحب الحوض والشفاعة فقد أمركم الله تعالى بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكته المسبحة بقدسه وأيها بكم أيها القائلون فقال عز من قائل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون